Not woke, ATF returns to requiring selection of biological sex on background check form. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 29, 2026. Breitbart News noted that ATF Director Robert Sakata signed a rulemaking package Wednesday afternoon, and it contained a clarifying amendment that would require would-be gun buyers to select their biological sex on Form 4473. Form 4473 is the firearm transaction form used when a background check is performed on a gun buyer. Under President Biden, changes were made to allow would-be gun buyers to choose female, male, or non-binary. The amendment in the package signed by Sakata would return the form to requiring would-be gun buyers to select their biological sex. The ATF website explains the return to selecting biological sex. ATF is proposing to amend its regulations to clarify that, in response to questions about sex on ATF forms, individuals should select their biological sex. This refers to the individual's immutable biological classification as either male or female and does not include the concept of gender identity. The ATF adds, these are clarifying amendments to align ATF's regulatory forms with the President's signed Executive Order 14168. Defending women from gender ideology extremism and restoring biological truth to the federal government and do not alter any substantive eligibility criteria. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. He enjoys reading philosophy and novels by Jack Carr and Nelson DeMille. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at R. Hawkins at Breitbart.com.